Thank you for joining us to hear Brother Tommy Ledford and Brother David Clark with The Truth Ministries on the air every Sunday morning at 8:30 here on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another radio broadcast here on WBOB. I'm David Clark. So excited to have you with us today. Thank you for everyone for tuning in all over the place that you're listening. I've been hearing reports of people listening from far and wide, so thank you for that. Excited to be here today on this particular Sunday to share this message with you. The Lord laid something on my heart late last night, and I'm excited about this. If you know someone struggling with an answer or waiting on God or questioning God's timing, you need to tell them to tune in right now. Go ahead and get them on the phone. Tell them to turn the radio on, turn Facebook on, something, because we're going to deal with that this morning. So one thing I want to do before I get into the Word, I want to give a very special birthday shout out to my mom. Her birthday's today. She's up in North Carolina visiting my brother. I want to say very happy birthday to her. I love her very much. So if you all know my mom, Dolly Clark, give her a shout out and a hug or something. Tell her how much she means to you. All right, let's turn to the book of John. The book of John this morning, we're going to be reading in chapter 11. I'm going to deal with the whole chapter here, so just bear with me. But there's something very important. I have never brought this out in preaching before. I've preached on this chapter lots of times, but I have never dealt with this particular thing that the Lord kind of laid on my heart last night. So let's see what he would have for us today, okay? Let's read John chapter 11. It says, "Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick." Now, this chapter you're going to see here, it goes into great detail to let us know what the relationship to Jesus is of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. It kind of gives us a view of his care for them several times. "Therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest," there it is again, "is sick. When Jesus heard it, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha, her sister, and Lazarus." And it says that again. It keeps reiterating that there's a love between Jesus and then between Mary, Lazarus, and Martha. There's a love there. These are not strangers. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. "When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days, still in the same place where he was. Then after that, he saith to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. His disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep. Again, he called Lazarus his friend. And then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And verse 15 says, And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. I want you to remember that word. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Then, verse 17, Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still at the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. Have you ever said that? But I know that even now, listen to verse 22, I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as he heard that, he arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, and comforted her when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth into the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. There it is again, someone questioning the timing of God. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have you laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold how he loved him. How he loved him. Listen to me this morning. How he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should have not died? That Jesus therefore again groaning in himself coming to the grave. It was a cave and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. And Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he's been dead 4 days. Again, questioning the timing of God. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lift up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him and let him go. Now, I know that that was a lot of reading. I'm going to stop there for sake of time. I know that we've read a lot of scriptures, but I want to go through this morning, and I want to talk to you just for a moment, some of you that might be questioning the timing of God, some of you that might be facing an ordeal in your life where just so far you've been praying, and it felt like you've been praying in vain. You've been sending for the Master, and it seems like he has not come to your aid yet. It feels like Lazarus is going to die. Some of you have been to the point where it feels like Lazarus is already dead. You feel like the thing that you've been praying for has slipped through your fingertips this morning. Well, I want to talk to you just for a few moments on a one-word subject thought, and that is nevertheless. Nevertheless, listen to me this morning. Jesus loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus. The Bible repeatedly calls him his friend. He always spoke of Lazarus and Mary and Martha with an affection. There was a relationship there. Jesus cared for them more than just any other stranger on the street. Now, I'm not talking about the deity in Christ, because God loves everybody. I'm talking about the human nature that was in Christ Jesus when he was here. He had a familiarity with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. They were friends. They had a bond with one another. He cared deeply for them. And the Bible said that he called Lazarus his friend. Now, it's important for us to understand the relationship between them, because even though these were folks that Jesus loved dearly, even though these were folks that were his, his inner circle, maybe, even though he had a relationship with them, Lazarus still died. You understand? Lazarus still was put in that grave. Mary and Martha's prayers, it seemed like, still went unanswered. They did not receive special privileges just because they knew Christ. They did not receive a red carpet and angels coming down to deliver them every time they were in trouble just because they knew the Lord personally. That did not happen. We see here from this story that Jesus was far off and that they were over here, and Lazarus got sick, so they sent for Jesus, but he still tarried 2 days even after he heard their request for prayer. They heard the request for healing for Lazarus, but he waited. Why in the world would he have delayed and tarried whenever people that he loved, people that he, his heart was knitted to, was needing his assistance? Well, the Bible goes on to tell there that even though they were asking for his help, the disciples knew that situation, they were still all doubting that Lazarus was going to live. They were still all doubting whether or not there was enough time for Jesus to do what he said he was going to do. And in that same manner, you and I ask God for things all the time. We pray prayers half-heartedly. We request prayer on Wednesday night. Raise your hand if you got a prayer request. Well, brother, I got a need in my life, but we don't even really believe that God will do the thing that we're asking him to do. It was a half-hearted prayer request because we don't really believe in the power of Jesus Christ to work miracles in our life anymore. It's just a story. It's just a memory of days gone by. But friends, I want to remind you that Jesus is still the miracle worker this morning. Jesus is still the way maker today, just like he was then. Mary and Martha knew the Lord. They knew him personally. There was a relationship there. So they knew the power of Christ. And even so, when he arrived over there where Lazarus was, they still doubted his power by saying, Lord, if you had been here, saying, Lord, if you only knew what was best for us, you would have came earlier. But Jesus, in his sovereignty, as the deity he was, as the second person of the Trinity, he was God in man. Friends, Jesus knew exactly what was going on. Jesus knew exactly what had to take place. He didn't need anybody to describe it for him. He didn't need anybody to give him advice on how to handle the situation. All he wanted to see was someone had faith in the power of God Almighty to raise up Lazarus. Nobody could have that kind of faith. They said, Lord, if you had been here, he would have still be alive. Overlooking the whole concept that Jesus does not operate in space and time like you operate in space and time. I go by a clock. I go by a watch. This radio broadcast, it goes on a time frame, and at a certain time, it's going to cut off. But Jesus does not operate in a time frame, friend. And so when the hour looks late to me, and when the prayer request looks like it's of no avail to me, and it looks like all hope is lost to me, that's not even a factor for God, because he does not operate in time like I operate in time. And when I feel like all hope is gone, God says nothing is impossible for me. I only want to see someone's faith. I only want to see, are you going to trust me? Can you believe in me? Can you have faith in me that I will do the thing that I said I would do? Now listen, Jesus said Lazarus was his friend. Some of us feel like sometimes when God doesn't come right on the scene, when we call on his name, that he doesn't love us like he says he does. We feel like, well, maybe we've done something wrong. Maybe something is amiss. Maybe God's mad at us. But friend, I want to tell you that God is God. It doesn't make no difference. He's not going to change for me or for you. He is not a man. He doesn't operate like we do. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts are, and God knows what's best. All I've got to do this morning is to pray and believe that God is going to move in his own time, in his own way. He's going to come through for me in the very moment that I don't realize what's happening. He's going to step in and he's going to make everything all right. Now let's read on here. I know that it would seem like the contrast between verse number 4 and verse number 14, like there is some type of, like they're at odds with one another, because verse 4 says, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. And then verse number 14 says, then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. How could this sickness not be unto death if Lazarus died? It doesn't make too much sense in our natural minds, but Christ, looking ahead in time, seeing that they were going to need a boost of faith, they were going to need to see evidence that Christ was who he said he was. They were going to need to see the hand of God, because their carnal minds could not comprehend his power. Listen to me. He said, "This sickness is not unto death." What he was saying was, Lazarus might be laid in that grave, but he ain't going to stay there. Listen, I want to remind you this morning that whatever your Lazarus might be, it could be an unsaved spouse, it could be a bankruptcy, it could be a divorce, it could be a family member that's lost, it could be a job that you need, it could be anything that you're waiting for an answer from God. The situation may look grim this morning. Lazarus may have been sick for a long time. You may have already had to lay him in the grave, and everyone's gave up on him. The mourners have come out of the woodwork saying it's too late. We just need to just recover and heal from this loss. We just need to move on with life. But friends, I want to remind you this morning that it doesn't matter whether there's life or breath in Lazarus or not. As long as Jesus lives, there is hope this morning. I said, as long as Jesus lives, there is hope. Lazarus had been in that grave 4 days, and he'd been wrapped up in grave clothes. But friend, it doesn't matter if Lazarus had been in that grave for 30 days. As long as Jesus lives, as long as he has all the power, there is still hope for the Lazarus in your life today. Friend, it doesn't matter if your spouse got up and walked out on you. As long as Jesus lives, there is hope. It doesn't matter what your diagnosis is. As long as Jesus lives, there is hope. It doesn't matter how long that spouse, that son, that daughter has been lost. It doesn't matter what your doctor, what your lawyer, what your banker said. As long as Jesus lives, there is hope today. Jesus knows exactly when to show up. He knows exactly what to do. He knows exactly how long I've been in my situation, and he knows what I need. And friends, he is going to show up right on time. Nevertheless, let's look at that word here. Nevertheless, verse number 14, then said Jesus unto them, first let's read 13. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent you may believe. Listen, nevertheless, let us go unto him. Lazarus is dead. Nevertheless, let's go down to him. Listen, I know sometimes that it feels like in our human body, in our way of thinking, that just because we see what in our world would be the end of a situation, we see that that casket going in the ground is the final step. We see that that spouse filing for divorce is the final step. We see that husband or that child forsaken God and refusing to live right, refusing to yield to Jesus, refusing to accept him as Lord. We see the employer laying us off. We see bankruptcy and all these things that we deal with. We see it as the end of the road, sickness in our bodies. We see it as the end. But friend, Lazarus had been dead and laid in that grave, and Jesus knew it. He told those disciples, I know he's dead. Nevertheless, we're going to go down there anyways, because it doesn't matter what the current situation is. It doesn't matter if he'd been dead a year. It doesn't matter if he'd been dead 50 years. When Jesus decides to show up on the scene, he brings things back to life again that have been given up on, friend. He can breathe new life into a situation that everybody else says is a hopeless case. He can breathe new life into a marriage that everyone's gave up on. He can save the lost. He can heal the sick. He can restore. He can deliver. He can move in your situation today. He is God. Listen, don't put time restraints on him. Don't put a time restraint on God and say, Lord, if you had been here, things would have gotten better by now. God knows exactly how things are, Fred. God knows exactly how things are. God's not a man. Listen, he's not confused. God's not late. He won't ever be late. God knows what's going on in your life, and it looks like Lazarus is dead and it's over with. The mourners have come out and they're trying to tell you to move on, and they're just wanting to comfort you. But listen, whenever I pray and I don't get an answer, I don't want no comfort from folks saying, well, maybe it just wasn't God's will. If I'm praying according to the word of God, if I'm asking God to deliver, if I'm asking God to heal, if I'm asking God to save, if I'm asking God for revival, if I'm asking God for anointing, if I'm asking God to move in a situation, friends, I ain't giving up this morning. I ain't going to lay Lazarus in that grave and walk away and just say, well, if Jesus had been here, everything would be all right, because I want to tell you that God knows exactly where we are this morning. He knows how long Lazarus has been in that grave. Some of y'all been praying for a spouse for years and years and years, but it doesn't make a difference this morning how long Lazarus has been in that grave. Jesus is on his way. He knows Lazarus is dead. He knows how grim the situation is. And Jesus said, nevertheless, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to bring that boy back to life, and I'm going to show everybody that I got all power in heaven and earth, and death is nothing to stand up against me. Death is nothing to be afraid of, because as long as Jesus is on the throne this morning, I have a hope that my prayers will be answered. Listen to me. Some of us have given up on God way too prematurely. I said we've given up hope way too prematurely. Well, he didn't do it in the last 30 years. I guess he's never going to heal my body. Hogwash. I said hogwash. If God ain't healed you yet, press on a little longer. If Jesus hadn't showed up yet, serve him anyways. Carry on a little longer. He's going to come through in the time that you don't even think. He's going to show up just in the nick of time before the bottom falls out. That old song says, just as I go under, God comes on the scene. Friend, Jesus knows all about your trouble today. He knows exactly how heavy that load is. He knows exactly how far the enemy has pushed you. He knows how much you can take. But I want to tell you that Jesus said, I know how bad it looks down in Jacksonville, Florida. I know how bad the need is in Northeast Florida. I know how bad the need is in America. Nevertheless, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to show them that I am faithful. I'm going to show them that I have all power, and I'm going to do this thing they've asked of me to glorify God the Father, that they would know that God is on the throne. Friends, he is never late. I don't care what Karen Peck says. He ain't never late. He ain't never been 4 days late. He's always been on time. It doesn't make a difference what mine and your opinion of being late is. Late's not a concept to God, because time is not a concept to God. He moves in eternity. Do you know that God can move in the present, in the past, in the future? He can make time stand still. He can move in and out of situations, but we don't even comprehend God's deity and God's power, His authority. He is able, friend, to do what He said He would do. He can't lie. He won't lie. Listen to what Martha said in verse 22. Or verse 21, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. Listen, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. That's the point I want to get to this morning. Can you have that kind of faith that Martha said right there in verse number 23 or verse number 22? Lord, I know that if something had happened before, Lazarus would be alive. But even now, even 4 days after the fact, even after he's stinking, even after he's in grave clothes, even after the stone's been rolled, even after the mourners have come out, even after some family's already gone back to the house to have some fellowship and to break some bread, even after folks have been putting memorials out and they've been lighting candles, even after they've been saying Lazarus was a good man, they're giving his eulogy, they're getting ready to make a memorial for him, even after the fact, maybe they're talking to Lazarus's family and giving them all their regards. You know how we do for a funeral service. Everything's over with. We shake hands. We go back and eat somewhere. And that's that. But I want to tell you that Martha had the kind of faith that said, I don't care what those folks over there are doing. I don't care how final this thing looks. Jesus is here. And I know that if Jesus is here, it don't make a difference how much time has gone by. I know that even now, Jesus can set things right. We know how the story ends. We know that Lazarus got up out of that grave because Jesus called for him. But friend, I want to talk to you this morning and let you know that it doesn't matter how much time's gone by. Jesus said, nevertheless, I go. Nevertheless, I go. If he hears someone calling for help, he hears a cry of a child saying, Lord, I need you. Lord, my spouse needs you. Lord, my child needs you. Lord, my church needs you. Lord, America needs you. He's going to say, listen, I can hear the cry of someone that I love down there. Someone I've got a relationship with down there. Someone that is dear to my heart down there calling out for me. And I know that the situation is grim. I know it looks bad to them. Nevertheless, I'm going to go down there anyways, and I'm going to prove my power, and I'm going to let everybody know that there is still a God in heaven. Friend, nevertheless, he's going to show up on the scene. How bad is it this morning? That's all right for you to realize and understand how bad the problem is. It's all right for you to come to terms with how grim it looks. It's not complaining to just see things logically and say, well, I know this is bad. However, where faith steps in and says, I know it's bad, nevertheless, he's coming for me. I know it looks bad. Nevertheless, I trust Jesus. Lord, I know that things look bad, but I believe that even now you're here and you can make things right. Even now, I've been a long time since I felt the presence of God, but Lord, even now, I know that you can show up and set everything right that is wrong in my life. I want to encourage you, friend, keep on praying. I want to encourage you, keep on trusting God. Maybe you've given up on somebody. Maybe the devil's tried to say they're too far gone. There ain't no hope for them no more. I want to remind you that you serve a God that is never late. You serve a God that is always on time. 4 days late ain't nothing. Jesus ain't never late. He can show up at that graveside and call Lazarus out of that tomb and set things right in your life today. Don't quit praying. Don't quit fasting. Don't quit believing. Don't give up hope. Jesus is on his way, friend. I said that prayer, that answer you've been praying for, it's even on the way. Daniel prayed all 3 times a day, and the answer was delayed a little bit, but it got to him eventually. Listen to me. I want to tell you, Jesus ain't late. He knows exactly what he's doing. You can trust and believe in him. You can have faith in him. He will never let us down, friend. I'm out of time today. I want to thank you for listening. I hope this has been an encouragement and a blessing to you. Find somewhere and get in church today. If you want to write in, brotherdavidontheair@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Share the video on Facebook. Like and share. God bless you. Hope you have a wonderful day in the Lord. Come back with us next week, 8:30, same time. Tell your friends about us. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to hear Brother Tommy and Brother David this Sunday. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and may God bless you.
You want information and insight? We've got it. The Dennis Prager Show at noon at WBOB.
Hey, it's Michael Savage. Join us weekday afternoons at 3
on WBOB, The Answer.